1. The development of mechanical timepieces spurred the search for more accurate sundials with which to regulate them.
2. She has interviewed both Bill and Hillary Clinton, Henry Kissinger, and Kobe Bryant. 3. She and her husband, Bruno Wu, are one of China's richest couples. Forbes has estimated their wealth at about $300 million.
4. Yang Lan has created new programming for TV, including one of the first shows targeting women, and set up sites on the burgeoning Chinese language web. 5. People come from the rural areas to the city. Over the past 2 decades, more than 200 million rural population has been urbanized. 6. All of which have led the foreign press and her own handlers to rarely miss an opportunity to call her the Oprah of China.
Seven. Foundations are tax-free institutions that are created to give grants to both individuals and nonprofit organizations for activities that range from education, research, and the arts to support for the poor and the upkeep of exotic gardens and old mansions. 8. In China, there is a huge disparity from east to west, from major cities to second-tier, third-tier cities, but there is a massive process of urbanization which is taking place right now. 9. I don't know what the country is headed for, but I think it is heading for a more open society. It's heading for the largest economy in the world for sure. I think it's also heading for a more open society, and also for young people, more opportunities. 10. You see hundreds, thousands of new theaters being built, museums and parks, and so on and so forth. And the high-speed train will soon connect the whole country and raise it to another level of communication in transportation. So you will see the speeding up of communication and also the spread of information.